Bringing in them beans. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Dust clouds can still be spotted across the Magic Valley as the 2017 bean harvest wraps up. At Brett and Judy Woody's farm, the harvester stops long enough to check moisture content in the beans. I asked field man Mike Davis what he wanted it to be.
I'd like it below 15 and a half, and we're at 15.4. So, I'm going to leave it up to Mr. Brent.
Mike, of Kimberly Seeds International, conducts the moisture test, and conditions look okay for thrashing. Harvest days are getting slim as producers dodge fall weather conditions that can impact the quality of the beans.
These are called Stanley. They are a garden seed bean, and they're very tough. The pods are really small. As you can see, it's hard to get those out of there. That's why they got to be just right when you thrash them.
The Stanley bean, originally from Holland, has been grown in the Magic Valley for about 20 years. An average yield in the region is around 23 to 24 100-pound bags per acre. This area is home to about 450 acres of the white bean. As husband Brett stirs up the dust while thrashing, wife Judy is looking ahead to what needs to be done before the 2017 harvest is complete.
We actually have some corn. We do some thrashing corn, grain corn of our own. We've got one field of that, and then we also do custom thrashing. So we're doing a little of everything right now. We're stealing beans and also doing corn for other people.
That's Bean, a good story.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.